It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan.
31 days of Halloween.
Okay, so I'm a big Christmas nut, and I love the Island of Misfit Toys, you know? Such a great idea. All the toys are weird, you know? There's an elephant with polka dots, and one of the guns squirts jelly. You know, who wants these toys? A fish that can't swim, you know? Like, these toys, nobody really wants them. So what do? They threw them on an island. And Santa Claus actually took them, refurbished them, and it was a really wonderful idea in the movie. But, you know, there's other islands with other toys on it that are just freaking weird. Hence the Island of the Dolls. The Island of Dolls is located south of the center of Mexico City, very close to Estadio Azteca football stadium. It is a chinampa of the Laguna de Tijuana and one of the main attractions of the channels. Dolls of various styles and colors are found throughout the island. Originally placed by the former owner of that island, Juliana Santana Barrera. He believed that dolls helped to chase away the spirit of a girl who drowned years ago there. Oh, yeah, this is starting to get good. Now, unfortunately, he did die in 2001 of a heart attack. Sources say he was close to the same spot where the girl drowned, actually, when they found him. But there's actually a history, and I want you guys to listen to this, because this is really, really wild. The Island of Dolls, originally owned by Barrera, is full of dolls hanging from trees and buildings covered with cobwebs and insects. The place was named during the 50s when the owner began to hang them as protection against evil spirits. Santana was a neighbor of the Barrio de la Asunción, where he used to go to drink pulque after having, you know, sold his vegetables, until, due to superstitions, he began to preach the Bible, being expelled from the sector. According to legend, a young girl drowned entangled among the lilies of the canal, and her body was found in the banks of Santampa Chinampa. Santana began to experience inexplicable situations, so, terrified, placed dolls that he found in the garbage or in the canals of Cuanamaco with the idea that they would scare the soul of the young girl, who would cry out, "I want my dolly." Oh, just lovely. He also found a doll floating nearby, and, assuming it belonged to the deceased girl, he hung that one from a tree as a sign of respect, though. Then, when the owner of the island died, he was in the same place where he saw the girl die. Oh, just lovely. In 1987, an eco-tourist rescue was made, and the island was found covered with water lily. Since then, and after the death of Santana, the Chinampa became a place of great tourist affluence. The place gained fame after 1943, when Mexican filmmaker Emilio Fernandez filmed Maria Candelaria there, with Dolores del Rio and Pedro Arnaldos as protagonists. I don't know who they are, but it doesn't matter, because guess what? A significant number of international local channels have featured articles on the island, including the Huffington Post, Travel Channel, and ABC News. The dolls are still on the frickin' island, by the way, which is accessible to you by boat. That's right, you guys could, this Halloween, in fact, get on a boat, head down to, like, South Mexico, and go to a haunted doll island. The island was featured on the Travel Channel and, of course, Ghost Adventures as well, and the Amazon Prime show Lore. It was also featured in BuzzFeed Unsolved. Shane Medege, a firm skeptic of the paranormal, has asserted that he believes in the legends about the island. The island was also used for the episode Estas Son Las Muertas, Season 1, Episode 10 of the Spanish TV comedy Nosotros Los Guapos for Televisa, where the main characters Vitor and Albertano are left behind the island by an irritated Donna Cuca. And as night falls, they are rescued by the local emergency crews and end up on the news. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. There's other things, too, guys. In addition to the hundreds of dolls on the island also contains a small museum with some articles from local newspapers about the island and the previous owner. There's a store in three rooms, one of which seems to have been used as a bedroom. In this room is the first doll that Santana collected, as well as Agustina, his favorite doll. Some of the visitors place offerings around the doll in exchange for miracles and blessings. Some others change their clothes and maintain it as a form of worship. Anyway, guys, stay the hell off Doll Island. Like, have you not seen Chucky? Have you not seen Annabelle? Why are dolls so creepy anyway? Well, to be honest with you, I kind of talked about that on 31 Days of Halloween last year. The reason why we're so creeped up by dolls is because they are very human-like, but they're not human enough. So it gives us that creepy, weird feeling. Kind of like when you look at certain animals that have human features and you feel kind of weird. Like, my cat makes me feel weird sometimes when I look at her, because her eyes are very human-like. She doesn't have those cat slitty eyes. Anyway, enough of this old dribble. Stay the hell off Doll Island, and you guys be a doll, and subscribe to this podcast, will you? Hope you're enjoying 31 Days of Halloween, and I hope you guys subscribe to the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast. Take care.